Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by a local veteran, Don French, as he talks about his time at the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival in Buffalo, New York last week. The National Veterans Creative Arts Festival that was just held in Buffalo, New York. I guess my first question for you, Don, is this isn't your first time going. What was the big thing for this year? What really stood out to you this year, and how was the experience?
The experience was just great. Once we get there on Monday, we arrived on Monday, October 23rd. Basically, we spend the entire week going through a series of rehearsals. Basically, what we're doing is preparing for an art exhibit and stage show that is open to the public, which culminates our week at the end of the week.
Now, in this, you went to this for what? What was the reason why you were selected to be able to go to this Creative Arts Festival?
I was selected both for a dance number that I did with another local veteran, as well as a creative writing piece that I submitted earlier this year.
Now, you went for this, for, like you said, for creative writing and for your dancing. How many local veterans did you go with?
There was one other veteran from here in the Knoxville area, and there was also three other veterans who live in the Des Moines area who also represented the Central Iowa VA.
So now take us through that time at the festival. Did you get to show off your work, and how did that all go?
During the week, like I said, there's rehearsals during the week, which we finish off with the public stage show on Sunday. There's also a creative writing session in which we get up in front of our fellow veterans and share our writing work.
Now, when it came to the creative writing, how many stories did you write for this, and what are those things about?
There was a couple of stories that I wrote this year. One of them won a first place nationally in the humorous category, and another got a second place.
Now, can we hear some of that work?
You certainly can. Many who might know me know that I work at a Walmart in the Knoxville-Pella area, and I took the idea of Black Friday shoppers that'll be coming up soon with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, and I used my imagination a little bit on how anybody knows how chaotic Black Friday can be if you've gone through it. From a retail employee's perspective, I used my imagination to think about how the training I received in the military could help me cope with and survive the experience. I'll read a little bit of this piece. It's called Black Friday Warrior. On December 6, 1994, I walked out of an Army personnel office for the final time, my discharge papers in hand. I was convinced that I could forget any training I received in the Army. How wrong I was. 18 years later, I had a job in the retail industry for a major nationally known retail chain. After a few months, late November came along, and for the first time, I would experience the dreaded Black Friday. The crowd lining up outside was huge. Soon the doors opened, and people stampeded over each other with fights breaking out over who would get the last 50-inch TV. Well, cover and concealment was my first strategy. My manager tried to lecture me that I was violating company dress code. It seemed that my green fatigues, Kevlar helmet, camouflage paint, and bulletproof vest did not sit well with him, but I didn't care. I opened a large box that contained a brand new artificial Christmas tree and placed some limbs on my helmet, some on my belt loops, and a few down around my boots. Then I found the aisle on which the Christmas trees were set up for display and stood right in the middle. But then I realized that I still didn't blend in. I was the only one without lights. So I found an extra string of lights and did a festive decorating job on myself.
Well, thank you so much for that. That was pretty funny so far, just off the beginning. This festival that you were at happened just like you said last week, but you're already getting ready for the next one.
Oh, absolutely. I already have ideas. Both me and my partner already have ideas, and we'll actually put those into action probably about January or February is when we'll practice on, and then eventually videotape and submit those entries in hopes that we'll again win the competition and be invited next year.
Now, next year's competition is somewhere real close.
It very much is. Central Iowa VA is serving as the host VA for the 2018 festival. The art exhibit and stage show, again, open to the public, will be held in Des Moines.
Is there anything else, you know, that you want the Knoxville listeners, Marion County listeners, to know about your experience with just everything with the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival?
One big thing about the festival is that, and this is hammered about the program throughout, is that the whole aspect of participating in various forms of the creative arts, the idea is that participating in the arts is helpful to the veteran from a therapeutic aspect in dealing with whether it be physical, emotional, psychological issues that they may have. And to a lot of these veterans, including myself, participating in this program is, if you will, part of my health care. It's part of our overall wellness.
So now give me one word to describe what it means to take part in the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival.
Wonderful.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Don French for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.